Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Take a deep breath. Hand over heart, feet grounded, and let's say it together. I know who I play for. We're starting a new journey today. One that asks us to see money not as something separate from our spiritual path, but as a part of it. And the question that starts it all, where did you learn what money means? Let's ground this conversation in scripture. Haggai 2:8 says, "The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." So if what we were taught to see lack, struggle, or fear, then that's what you likely learned to expect. But that's not the end of your story. Let me tell you about my father. He was the hardest working person I've ever known. But he didn't need an alarm clock. His discipline woke him up every morning. And no matter what happened, if his car broke down, if the weather was bad, I watched that man walk to work without complaint. He was loyal. He was dedicated. He was the blueprint for my work ethic for most of my life. But as hard as he worked, he always lived paycheck to paycheck. Even up to the day he died, money was tight. He taught me discipline, yes, but he also taught me to settle. Not because he didn't love me, not because he didn't want more, but because he gave me what he knew. And I had to love him enough to honor what he gave me and let go of what no longer served me. Because working yourself to the bone without ever knowing overflow, that's not prosperity. That's survival. And I believe God wants more than that for us. Now let's go deeper. There's another belief that many of us carry. Rich people are greedy. And it's not always coming from childhood. It's coming from what we see in the world. Let's be real. This Epstein case and the unsealing of those files is stirring up something in all of us. Because we watch some of the wealthiest, most powerful people on the planet, both Democrats and Republicans, participate in systems of abuse, exploitation, and deep corruption. And it makes you wonder, is this what it means to be rich? Is this the cost of wealth? If you were already carrying guilt about having more than others, or if you were taught to fear becoming too much, this kind of exposure can lock in the belief that to be wealthy is to be morally bankrupt. But listen to me closely. That's not the truth. That's distortion. What you're seeing is not the byproduct of money. It's the byproduct of disconnection from source. Greed is not a symptom of wealth. It's a symptom of spiritual poverty. And I had to reclaim that in myself. I had to learn that my wealth doesn't have to look like their wealth. And I don't have to abandon my integrity to experience overflow. Because I know who I play for. And that means I don't have to perform the poverty script to prove I'm good. When I read, The silver is mine and the gold is mine. I'm reminded that my father's hard work was never the full story. He gave what he could, but he didn't know the silver was already his. He thought he had to earn what was actually his birthright. And when I look at the world today, the corruption, the greed, the Epstein revelations, it would be easy to believe that money belonged to the wicked. But this verse stopped me in my tracks because God didn't say the silver is theirs. God said the silver is mine. The gold is mine. That means I don't have to be afraid of money. I don't have to mimic corruption to receive wealth. I just have to stay connected to the source it came from. And that's why I say I know who I play for, because when I walk in truth, the gold follows. Let's take this deeper. Money doesn't start in your bank account. It starts in your belief system. Your outer reality is a mirror of your internal agreements, conscious or not. And for so many of us, those agreements were written by fear, by struggle, by survival. I think about my father. His work ethic was next level. He never needed the alarm clock. He walked to work when the car broke down. He showed up. But metaphysically, he was aligned with effort, not overflow. He believed the money came from grinding, not from grace. And because that's what he believed, that's all he received. Florence Scovel Shinn says, man can only receive what he sees himself receiving. So even though my father was worthy of more, his vision of money, what he saw and believed to be possible, was limited by generational conditioning. This isn't judgment. This is truth. And this is love. I had to love him enough to honor what he gave me and let go of what held me back. Because God didn't say the silver and gold belonged to the hardest worker. God said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, which means it's not earned through suffering. It's received through alignment. Now let's go to the other extreme. What happens when you see money in the hands of the morally bankrupt? Let's talk about it. This Epstein case, these names we're seeing, some famous, some powerful, some rich across party lines. It's devastating. It plants the subliminal message in our minds. See, rich people are corrupt. Money makes people evil. I want to be good, so I'm going to stay small. But listen closely, because this is where metaphysics brings us back to truth. Neville Goddard teaches, change your conception of yourself and you change the world. You don't have to inherit your father's struggle, and you don't have to mimic the world's corruption. There's a third path, the path of wholeness. And when you know who you play for, you remember that money isn't evil, it's neutral. Money isn't a corrupter, it's an amplifier. And when it flows through someone disconnected from love, it magnifies destruction. But when it flows through someone like you, like me, connected, whole, devoted, it becomes a channel for healing, beauty, and justice. So let me say it plain. Money in the hands of the greedy builds empires of control. But money in the hands of the healed, it builds heaven on earth. That's why we have to release the shame around receiving. Because if we don't, we leave wealth in the hands of those who don't play for what's good. You can be rich and righteous. You can be prosperous and pure of heart. Because I know who I play for, and my wealth will reflect that. So let's slow this down and really reflect. Because rewriting your money story isn't just about mindset. It's about returning to the truth. This isn't about blaming the past. It's about seeing clearly so you can choose differently. Take a deep breath. If you have a journal nearby, open it. If not, just be present with the questions and return to them when you're ready. Number one, what were the first messages you received about money? What did you hear growing up, either spoken out loud or felt in the energy of your household? Did money feel safe, scary, secret? Write down everything that surfaces. Number two, who did you unconsciously model to your relationship with money after? Maybe it was a parent, a grandparent, or a caregiver. What did they teach you through words and actions about how money works, what's possible, and what's too much? Number three, when you think of wealth now, what emotions come up? Be honest. Is it excitement, guilt, jealousy, shame, curiosity? No judgment here, just awareness. You can shift what you're unwilling to name. Number four, have you ever felt like you had to choose between being good and being rich? Have you ever played small, undercharged, or turned down a financial opportunity because you didn't want to be seen as greedy, flashy, or selfish? Write about that moment that shaped your belief. Number five, where are you still carrying someone else's money blueprint? Whose voice plays in your head when it's time to raise your prices, ask for more, or trust that overflow is safe? Name it, then release it. Number six, what new belief do you want to embody now? Write your new money truth in the first person. For example, I am safe to receive. I honor what I learned, but I choose overflow now. I am a wealthy woman rooted in integrity. I serve Source and Source supplies me fully. Number seven, affirm this out loud or write it in your own handwriting. I know who I play for. I trust myself with money. I trust Source is my provision. And I now release every belief that told me I couldn't be both holy and rich. Take a few more breaths. You are not the money story you inherited. You are the divine rewrite. Okay, close your eyes unless you're driving. Get still. Let your body settle into this moment. Place one hand over your heart and the other over your womb or your solar plexus. And I want you to take a deep breath in. Hold it for 3 seconds. Then exhale slowly. Now take one more breath. And as you do, imagine yourself standing at a crossroads. On one side is the path of struggle, survival, hustle, fear, scarcity. It's familiar, predictable. It's where your parents or caregivers may have walked, where your old beliefs were formed. On the other side is light, stillness, ease, support, overflow. You don't need a map. You don't need to know all the steps. You just need to say yes. And so right now, say it with me. I say yes to overflow. I release survival. I release the shame around wealth. I release the belief that money must come through struggle. I honor what I learned, but I do not have to repeat it. I was born for this next level of abundance. Picture yourself standing beside you, maybe 5, maybe 15. Look into their eyes. see the dreams they were scared to speak. Now gently place your hands on their shoulders and say, we are safe now. We are loved now. And we are worthy of wealth that feels like peace. I won't make you hustle for love anymore. I won't make you prove your worth through exhaustion. I trust you. I trust source. I trust the flow. Now breathe that in. Now I want you to picture the divine blueprint of your new relationship with money. Not the one you were taught. The one you came here to remember. It's light. It's gold. It's wrapped in love. It blesses everyone it touches. It feels generous, safe, expansive, quietly powerful. This is your true money story. Now repeat these final affirmations with me. I know who I play for. And I trust that my wealth will reflect my wholeness. Money is not my master, it is my mirror. I am the sacred channel through which overflow flows. I am open, I am ready, I am free. Now let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw unclench. Let your nervous system believe you. You don't have to grind to prove you're worthy of gold. The silver and gold already belong to Source, and you belong to Source too. Stay in that space for as long as you need, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes. You did something powerful today. You didn't just listen. You looked at the blueprint. You honored where it came from, and you chose to rewrite it. Let that settle in. This is not just a podcast. This is the reclamation. You are not here to repeat generational struggle. You are here to embody generational wealth. Not just money, but wealth of spirit, peace, purpose, and yes, prosperity. So I want to invite you deeper. Come share your reflection from today's episode inside the Happy Health, Healthy and Whole Rich portal. There's a journal prompt waiting for you. There's a community that knows what it's like to unlearn the old stories and rise into overflow. And there's space for you to be seen, supported, and celebrated as you grow. In our next episode, we're going to explore a question that holds the key to unlocking even more. Is it safe for money to love you? You're not going to want to miss it. But until then, say it with me one more time. I know who I play for, and my wealth will reflect that. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.